spiritual. It's kind of a bebop style piece. It's a little jazz orientation. Place in there for a solo trumpet. I went to the rehearsal, and Leonard had two trumpets playing that part. I said, "Leonard, I call for a solo trumpet solo." And, "Yeah, Owen," but he said, "I can't trust that part being played but just one trumpet." He said, "Besides, I want it to project." I said, "Leonard, you must know, I was teaching some physics to the Army Air Force at that time, so I knew just that much of physics. I said, you must know that two trumpets don't sound twice as loud as one trumpet. I think it's something like 1.3 times as loud." I said, "You know, you'll get much more volume, and you're going to get sloppy performance because those two trumpets are not going to play perfectly together. You're going to have some incorrections that'll be more noticeable." Well, I talked him into the fact that this was kind of a new concept for bands at that time, that you could have solo parts coming in. But in a way, that was the beginning of the wind ensemble thinking, that you didn't need all these instruments playing in unison. So that's the difference, really, between the so-called, quote, band, end quote, concept and the wind ensemble concept. You write for the instrument you want to be played. So if you looked at score, I think you'd call maybe in there for only two tubas or one tuba at this time to get a better balance. So that's the story of the beginning of La Fiesta and the early band music. I was determined if I was going to write for band, they were going to do it on my terms.